Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Ayin Gimel. We are on page 102. Siman Reish Ayin Gimel is Sheyia HaKiddush B'Makom Suda. We're going to discuss in this Siman the halachas of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. Kiddush, whether it be Friday night or Shabbos morning, must be in the place that you are going to eat your Suda. U'bebayis Echad Mipina Lepina Choshev Makom Echad. Within one house, really it means, as we'll see, in one room, from one corner to the other corner, that's considered one place, that is okay. Meaning, Shem Kiddush Lecho Bepina Zo. If one made Kiddush in order to eat in this corner, V'nimlach Lecho Bepina Acheres, and then he changed his mind to eat in the other corner of the room, Afilu Hu Trakling Gadol, even if it is a huge hall, Eino Tzarech Lachzor L'Kaddish, he does not need to go back and make a new Kiddush, that is considered Kiddush b'makom suda. The Rama says, "Umibayis la sukkah choshev kimepina lepina." Says the Rama, from the house to the sukkah is considered from one corner of a room to another corner of a room. We'll see in the Mishibur exactly what that means. Where's the sukkah? We'll see what that means. And then the Mechaber brings two other shittos. V'yesh omrim, there are those who say, Shekol sheroem mekomo, that so long that you can see your place, afilu mibayis lechotzer eino tzarech lachzor lekaddish. So if you're going from the bayis to the chotzer, but from the chotzer you can see the bayis where you made kiddush, you will not need to go back and make a new kiddush. So we just extended it. Besides mepina lepina within the same room, if you can see your original place, even mibayis lechotzer, you will not have to go back and make a new kiddush. V'yesh omrim, and there are those who say, Shem Kiddush b'makom echor al das lecho b'makom acher. If you made Kiddush in place A, having in mind to eat in place B, shop your dummy, that's going to be okay. V'ayin le'el reish simen kufayin ches. V'hu sheyushneh makomus avayis echor. But that only works when you make Kiddush in one place to eat in another place, if both places are in one house. Kigon mecheder lecheder, for example, from one room to another room, o meigra la'ara, or from the roof to the ground floor, and zakta rama v'chein ikr, that is the ikr halacha. So let's see now the Mishabura, beginning in Sif Katan Aleph. The first thing the Mechaber told us was, Ein Kiddush ela b'mekom suda. Says the Mishabura, what is the source of this halacha? Diksiv, the pasuk says, v'karasa l'shabbos oneg, you should call Shabbos delight. And the darshan b'mekom oneg, in the place of the delight, shehus hasuda, the place where you have your suda, shom tehei akriya shel kiddush. That's where the karasa should be, that's where the kriya of kiddush should be, in the place where you have your suda. If you look at note number one, he points out, v'limud ze eino ela asmachta derabonan. This lima that teaches us you have to make kiddush makom suda is only an asmachta derabonan. Kemo shekasta b'ber alocha lahalon shekiddush b'makom suda hu rak m'derabonan. The ber alocha is going to tell us later kiddush makom suda is only in the rabbonan. Achen, however, b'ber alocha la'el hey vidas harosh shekiddush b'makom suda hu midaraisa. There is a sheet of the rosh the ber alocha brought down earlier, and that is that kiddush makom suda is the araisa. But most hold that is the rabbonan. But that's the source from the pasuk and navi of the karosu l'shabbos oneg. It's funny for that to be the source. If it's the araisa, the chor of the rosh would have a different source. Says the mishnah b'ravait is a katan beis. On that which the mechaber said that within one house, meaning in one room from one corner to another corner, that's considered makom echad. Meaning if you made kiddush to eat in this corner, change your mind to eat in another corner, even if it's a huge room, you do not need to go back and make a new kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis. You made the kiddush lecho b'pina zo, v'kol shekeinim kiddush al das lecho b'pina acheres ha-shaper dami. So if you made kiddush to eat in corner A, and you change your mind to eat in corner B of the same room, it's going to be okay. So certainly if when you made kiddush in corner A, you had in mind to move and eat in corner B, certainly that's going to be okay. As we saw later on, that if you have in mind, we could even be more lenient beyond that, beyond the same room. Siv katan gimel v'nimloch lecho, you change your mind to eat on the other corner of the room. Umikomakum lechatchila to shalolosar mimakum shekiddush. Lemaisa lechatchila, one should not move from the place where you heard kiddush. The hayesh machmirim gam mipina lepina. There are those who aser moving from one corner of the room to another corner of the room. In lo shayadaito be'esh shekiddush lecho bepina acheres, unless you had in mind specifically to hear kiddush over here and to eat over there. Az mistabre de'en lahachmir bazeh. So it says in the Shemurah, very important, that if you're in the same room and you had in mind to hear Kiddush over here and then move to the other side of the room, that's okay. But if you didn't have it in mind, even though the Mechaber says that it's okay to eat on the other side of the room, it's better not to. Because there are those that argue, there are those who are machmer even a pina lepina. Now there's an interesting note over here, note number two, in this Shita that says that you should be machmer not to hear Kiddush in one corner of a room and to eat in another corner of the room. Says no too, v'afshul inyan chiyav bracha k'sheshina mekom av emtza achila. We know we learned in great detail in Chelek Beis about shinui mekom, that eating certain types of foods that you change location, you need a new bracha. But there the Bir Halacha told us in Simen Kufayin Ches, sha'afilu mibayis la'aliyah, even from the ground floor to the upstairs, im hashinui hu tachas koras gag achas, if the change of location is all under one roof, ein zeh nechshav shinui mekom. That's not called a shinui makom. Even though you have it in mind. You made your bracha and your coffee in room one, you move to room two, we hold you don't make a new bracha. So beer sham b'shem maram chalava, sheyesh l'chalei bein din kiddush b'makom sudu l'din shinui makom l'in yachia bracha. We keep a mechalek between shinui makom for a regular bracha, and what we're discussing over here, kiddush b'makom sudu, and what's the chiluk? Shel'inyin kiddush b'makom sudu tzorach makom sudu mamish. When we say you need Kiddush in the place of the Suda, it means Mamish, the place of the Suda. You can't play games and go from one corner to another corner. The place where your bread is, that's the place of your Suda. Therefore, there are those who are machmir, even within the same room from one corner to another corner. But shinui makom has to do, did you do an akira from your original place? V'chol shelo okar min mekomo, so long that you didn't uproot from your place. For example, you went mepina lepina, ein zeh nechshav shinui makom lein yibracha. That's not called shinui makom. So shinui makom can be more lenient. You have to have an akira from your makom. So going from one side of the room to another side of the room, that wouldn't be called uprooting from your place. But kiddush makom suda, according to some, has to be exactly in the same place. And therefore, you make kiddush over here. That's where your bread is. That's where your food is. You have to eat over there. You can't go even to another side of the room. Therefore, back to the Mishabura, the Mishabura sentence of Kadon Gimel. Although we paskin that if you make kiddush to eat in this corner of the room, you do not need a new kiddush if you go to the other side of the room. It's not the best thing to do. There are those who are machmir. Unless you had it in mind, it is better to avoid it. So if you had a kiddush in a big room, it's better to eat where you made kiddush or where you heard kiddush to eat over there and not to start walking around to another room. You would not require a new kiddush if you did walk around, but you should ideally eat in the place where you were yotze your kiddush. Sifkotan dalud, on the same topic that you switched to a pina acheras, zoktim mishabura avale im nimlach lecho b'cheder acher. But if you heard kiddush in room A, and then you decided and you changed your mind to go eat in room B, avshu b'oso bayis, even though it's in the same house, tzorech lachzur l'kaddish, that is no good. You need to make a new kiddush. Kevan shelo haya daito lazeh b'esh kiddush. Since you didn't have it in mind, we saw the esh omrim later on, if you had it in mind, it's okay, but if you didn't have it in mind, you heard kiddush in the base medrash, and now you're going to some classroom to eat, so you would need a new kiddush in that case. Sivkotan hey is going on the Ramah. The Ramah said a statement that's very unclear. He said, from the house to the sukkah is like mepina lepina, you don't need a new kiddush. What does that mean, from the house to the sukkah? Where exactly is your sukkah? So says the Mishabura, what's the case? Kigon sheyardu geshomim v'kiddush habayis. It was raining, so you made kiddush in the house, which you're supposed to do. V'achar kach pasku ha-geshamim, now it stopped raining. V'rotze lecho ba-sukkah, you want to go out to the sukkah. You made kiddush in the house, you want to go out to the sukkah. Hu adin lehepech, the same two's opposite case. Shekiddush ba-sukkah, you made kiddush in the sukkah. V'yardu geshamim, then the rain came down. V'rotze lecho ba-bayis, and now you want to eat at the house. So you're switching either way, from the house to the sukkah to the house. B'chol zeh ein tzarech l'kadesh shenis. In those cases, you will not need to make a new kiddush, meaning you didn't eat or drink anything. You just made kiddush, and you want to switch locations. That's considered mepina lepina. You will not need a new kiddush. But what's the case? Where is the sukkah in this case that we're being so lenient? The sukkah is in the house. As you'll see, it really means this. It's one big room, and you boxed off a corner of the room, took off the roof, and you made a sukkah. You're really in one room, as we'll see. Umayri shasukkah besoch habayis. The sukkah is mamish in the house. Shehusar hayitzia, you took off the roof. The only separation between the house and the sukkah is the wall of the sukkah. So you built a little sukkah within the room of the house. So you're really within one room. That's the case we're discussing. The Al Kain Svirle, therefore the Rama says, Dekevan She'ein Mechitza Sasukka Asuya Latashmish. Since the wall of the sukkah is not really made for use, El L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkah, it's only there for the Mitzvah of Sukkah, Choshev K'meipina L'pina below Mechitza. That's considered Meipina L'pina without a Mechitza. So it really is the case that Meipina L'pina, just you happen to have some curtains or walls that are proper for a sukkah, blocking it off, making it a sukkah. But if not for that sukkah wall, it would be Meipina L'pina. That's why the Rama's lenient. The Kaimelon Afilu, the Afilu L'hoisa Daitu Medchil L'kach, like we hold that even if you have in mind, Ain't sarach lekadesh sheinis. You don't have to make kiddush again. Avol im asukah asuya michus labayis. If the sukkah is outside your house, even if it's on your deck that's adjacent to your house, but there's a wall of the house separating between you and your sukkah, then it's different. Shemichitos habayis masikos. There you have the walls of the house separating between you and your sukkah. Havelei kimecheder lecheder. Obviously, that's not mipina lepina. That would be mecheder lecheder, which if you didn't have it in mind. And assuming you can't see, they're going from one to room to another room, for sure you'd have to make a new kiddush. If you didn't have it in mind, tzarech lekadesh shenis. In lo sheroa es mekamo harishon, come on, unless you could see your original place from your new place, like we'll see shortly. Zeu bir divrei haramo lefima shebiro Magen Avraham. This is how the Magen Avraham explains this Rama. And because there are posts that argue on all this, like I discussed in the Biralocha, therefore, if this case arises, as we'll see in a minute, we're specifically addressing the case that you make kiddush in your house and you want to go eat in your sukkah, the best thing to do is sheyishtem mitchila revias yayin b'makom ahu. Drink a revias of wine in your house before you go to your sukkah, as we'll see shortly, in a couple of days from now, that you could be yotzei kiddush from the sukkah with just drinking wine. If you drink, according to everyone, besides the melolugmav of kiddush, you then add an extra revias if you made the kiddush. If you didn't make the kiddush, you're yotzei with someone else, just drinking a revias of wine, that can count as kiddush from the sukkah. So since this whole idea is not so pashut, the best eitzah is if you make kiddush in your house and now you want to go to your sukkah, first drink a revias of wine, you will mekayim kiddush makom suda, and then go out to your sukkah. The oz choshev ayidei ze kimakom suda. That's considered kiddush makom suda kilakamon, like we'll see shortly in a couple of sifim. Ulukuliyama itzaruch shuv lekadesh shenis. Then, according to everyone, you would not need to make another kiddush. Now, the reason why I'm saying it's not a case of going from the house to the sukkah is because you look at the Shaar Tzion and Oz Hey, he writes, Vim oker mekomo me sukkah labayis mach maskeshamim. If it's the opposite way, that you're leaving from your sukkah to your house because it started raining in your sukkah, yuchal lecho kezayis pas basukkah. Then you don't have to come out to wine, just eat a kezayis of bread in the sukkah after kiddush. The oz choshev bimikom suda ayidei ze. That's kiddush makom suda. In other words, the Chavos Chaim is pointing out, why am I saying in the Mishnah Berura, drink wine? Because the case is, you made kiddush in your house because it was raining. And now it stopped raining. Stopped raining, so you don't want to eat bread in the house. Now it stopped raining, you want to go to your sukkah. So that's why the Mishnah Berura says, drink wine. But in the opposite case, when you made kiddush in your sukkah, and it started raining, so no one has a problem with you eating a kezayis of bread in the rain in the sukkah, just to make kind of kiddush welcome suda to avoid the problems. So if you go from your sukkah to your house, eat bread. If you go from your house to your sukkah, you don't want to eat in your house when you make kiddush. Even though it's not so pashut, maybe you're mitzayir if it was raining, but if you want to not eat bread in your house, so then the eitzah is to drink the revias of wine and then go ahead and eat your suda in the sukkah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sikkot and Vav. This is going on the Yesh Omrim number one of the Mechaber that says that if you see your original place, afilu mebayis lechotzer, you don't need a new kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, shekevan sheyocho b'mokom asuda liros es hamokom shekiddush. Since from the place where you want to eat your suda, you can see the place where you made kiddush. Afilu derech halon, even if it's through a window. Vafilu rak miktas mekomo, even if you only see part of your place. Choshev akol kimokom echa. That's all considered like one place, and that is okay. Now, if you look at note number 6, in the fourth line, he points out the Shita Rosh Hashanah Arbach. What does it mean you see the mokom shekiddush? Ain't sarach liros es hamokom hakiddush atzmo. You don't have to see the exact spot where you made the kiddush. Ela afim roa es mixas hacheder bo nasa ba kiddush. As long as from the new room you could see the room in which you made kiddush, you can't see necessarily the spot you made kiddush, but you could see part of the room where the kiddush was made. Gamo, that also will help. V'chein dasa gonna this in Karelitz. And he says the gavaldik a reason. Ubir tamadover. Kevan shela halacha mutar l'shanos mekomim pina l'pina. Since you're allowed to change from one corner of a room to another corner of a room, im kein kola cheder nechshav kamokom hakiddush. Since you can make kiddush in place A of the room and switch to place B, so the whole room is considered one place, l'gabe kiddush. V'zeh matir af mokom sheroen misham es mixas hacheder v'ein sar luras es mokom hakiddush atzmo. So therefore, if you're in room number 2, and you're able to see into room number 1, even a place where you didn't make Kiddush, since you're allowed to move Mepino, Lepino, the room you made Kiddush, it's all considered the place you made Kiddush, and therefore that would be okay. Sivkotan Zayin, you can even go, if you could see your original room, Afilu Mibayis L'Chatzer, V'hu Adin Mibayis L'Bayis, you can even go from one house to another house, Imroa Mekomo, if you could see the original house that you made Kiddush, as long as there's no path of an individual that is set in the summer and the winter as a separation, meaning there's no real separation between the two houses, you could see in from house number 2 to house number 1 where you make kiddush, that also will be okay. But then he writes, "Ve'ein lismoch al dasa yesh omrim hazeh rak le'inyan di'evet b'shas hadchak." You should not rely on the seeing from room or house 2 to room or house number 1, unless it's a b'di'evet and it's a shas hadchak. Shelo yochol listor b'mekom hakiddush, where you pasha can't eat in the place where you make kiddush, so then it's a shas hadchak, you can rely on the shita. Aval b'lav hochi yizorim ma'od. But without that, you should be very careful. Shelo lahokel mibayis labayis, that you shouldn't rely on this leniency from house to house, alidei riyas hamakom, through seeing the original place. Ki yesh achronen shemachmim afilu b'di'evet. There are shitas that say even d'evet, you can't rely on the riyah from bias to bias. So from cheder to cheder it seems to be okay, but from bias to bias, you really only have a shas hadchak should you rely on seeing your original house. Otherwise, there are those who are machmir, best to avoid it. The last point that we saw was the second yesh omer that says, if you make kiddush in one place, having in mind to eat in the other place, that is fine as long as both places are in one house, whether it's cheder to cheder, or the upstairs, the downstairs, within one house is all going to be okay. And the Ramah said, V'chein ikr, that is the ikr halacha. So the Mishabura writes in Sivkotan Ches Bayis Echad, Hainu tachas gag echad, has to be under one roof, afal pi she'ein ro makomo, even though you can't see your spot. So if you had in mind to make kiddush, right, you're in the yeshiva over here, or you're in any shul, and there was a kiddush in one room, and you had in mind that I want to take my food and go to a different room to eat. So even if you can't see the place, but you had it in mind specifically, it's under one roof. So this yesh omrim says that that would be okay. We'll stop over here and continue tomorrow, Emirat Hashem, with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.